one of the glitz and glamour. Oh, hello, hello.
Hey, Fanny.
What's up, Angela?
Nothing. Oh, hey, everybody. It's your girl, Angela.
Oh, man. I can't handle right now with my TV, my Tuesday shows right now. I cannot handle. I wasn't ready.
You're what?
I can't handle with my shows I watch on Tuesday before the show. I can't handle it. It's too intense for me. Too intense.
What shows do you watch on Tuesday? I have nothing to watch on Tuesday.
I watch The Flash, and then I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The Flash. What I like about both of those shows, yeah, to the person who doesn't know, they might say, oh, it's just a superhero show. Yeah, it's a superhero show, both of those are, but the storylines are really good, and you're like, what the hell? You be sitting there like, you thinking this is supposed to be the case, and then you find something out, you're like, get the fuck out of here. That's how I feel.
I never heard of that.
We saw what now?
I never heard of that show before. What time does it come on?
The Flash comes on CW, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes on ABC.
I'm going to have to check it out 1 week.
Yep. Well, they just had the mid-season finale for their both shows.
Oh, shit. Everybody's finale is coming on, like, this week. Like, the Love and Hip Hop, no, they have reunion shows. But still, everything is ending, and I'm going to have nothing to watch.
I mean, that's going to be stuff. You know how they do during these holiday breaks. They give you, I mean, because that's a good thing is, I mean, it ain't that far away. It's far away, but the minute of the season finished, the second half of the season comes back in January 20th, so pretty excited. On both shows, man. I don't know the Shield's the same thing, if that's going to be the same Shield, but I know it's a Flash. And yeah, that was just too, I cannot deal. I was like, what the hell just happened, man? Like, my brain, man, I've been sitting here tripping the whole time, like, nah, that didn't just happen. Whew-wee.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Oh, so did you watch that Christmas movie this weekend on TV1 with a certain person?
See, I didn't get to watch all of it. I only watched some of it, and I was so hurt by that because I had worked all weekend. But the DVR was on, and some ass did something, and I didn't, like, it didn't record all of it. But from what I saw, it was great, of course. I'm really nervous.
You didn't watch her, man?
So you know, I was front row and center watching Bay. Jeez. Yeah, I'm nuts. It was way to stop her.
What's up, Riri?
I know.
Yeah. You know, we got to pray for Angela. I know the thirst was real the whole time she was watching.
So real. That's, I really love him, y'all. Lord have mercy. I'm not even like no real life groupie, but I am his groupie, baby. Usher boy. Girl, shut up. You like him. What? I promise. For real. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure any marriage I get into that I still have a pass to be with him whenever he want me to.
So here we go. So let's say, we're going to role play this one. McKinley Freeman walks up to you and he grips you on the ass. What do you do?
I'm not going to be gross with you. I'm just going to pray to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, speaking of that show, man, you see the news? You see what happened?
Oh, with Willem, the dancer. I did see that, and she was killed by her significant other.
Yeah, so ended up killing himself.
Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of heartbreaking. Like, it's crazy stuff going on, like, everywhere. And it's just, like, one bad thing after another. So, I mean, I just pray for the whole entire world. Because people crazy. Yeah, his little friend or whatever killed that girl.
Supposedly the lady had an affair with Trey Songz, and he never could get over it, and he's always getting to her about it.
I mean, like, if you know somebody cheating on you, and you know you can't ever accept that, and you're never going to go back to trusting them, just leave that situation alone, because it ends up in like this.
Yeah,
that's never healthy.
Like, and Mayweather was like, he seen the whole thing, you know, so he kind of all destroyed and messed up in the head. So
that's
why I FaceTime him. Why would you FaceTime? So how you going to FaceTime somebody that killed him? I wonder Mayweather was like, don't do it, chill, no.
I mean, I'm
like,
sure that
you
he would.
You hold the phone with one hand and you got the gun in the other hand, like, you're doing the most. May he rest in peace, but really, that's the multitasking for real.
No, I mean, here's the other thing that trips me out is it's just a thought. It's just an overall thought, period. Like, that's why I don't like people who – it's you, like, you want a perfect balance. You want a person that gives you attention, but you don't want them to be obsessed, if that means anything.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't like, when people start obsessing, like, that's when stuff starts getting real. They don't give you your space and all that, so you're like, hey. Because then, you know, they get angry and they might try, you don't give them that 100% attention, they're going to come kill you or something, or do something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are crazy. Did you hear about that chick, the lady they found in Southwest Houston in the freezer of her apartment?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's.
Yeah. They're thinking that her child's father killed her, and he's gone with the baby. They hadn't seen her or him in a week. And they, like, reported that it was a foul smell, and when maintenance went to check on it, they found her in the freezer. So she was possibly in there for a week.
That's crazy.
That's
scary. That's a lot.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think you not trust nobody in these
streets. In situations that they don't want to be in. It's not that hard to just leave. I guess maybe it is that hard to just leave. But, shit, don't you value your freedom more than taking somebody's life, like,
but I think that they want to leave the relationship. They don't want to leave the relationship. They want that person to love them as much as they love them, and they want that person to be crazy about them like they are. So
well,
that's
they are
their
crazy
own. They,
about
their
crazy
thought
enough
is,
to kill you.
Okay,
well,
I'm crazy.
Those stories are good.
Death, what?
Those stories are good, but this dude also killed himself. So it's like, he didn't like. So I don't know what he was thinking at the time. We'll never know. But
mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so you're mad at this person in the situation, and you kill them, but then you say, you know what, I'm going to kill myself, too. Whoa,
I'm not in his mind, but I think that he was probably on some, if I can't have you, no one can, I don't want to live without you, you know, or then he could have killed them and been like, oh, shit, I'm going to jail, let me kill myself, you know, you never know what he's thinking, but whatever it is, it ain't balanced.
Mm.
Yeah, and a lot of times, because I have a friend that I know personally, him and his girlfriend was arguing, they broke up, and just one night, he goes to her house, and he just on some, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you, and he pulled out a gun, which when he told me that his initial intent was not to, you know, shoot her while he was there, but...
What you got the gun for?
He blanked out, she blanked out because she was shot, but all she knows is she just... She said she couldn't feel her lower half. He had actually shot her in her pelvic region. So like,
wow.
Yeah. So, like, of course, now he's in jail. But, see, shit that turns into, like, I'm just going to scare the shit out of her because she want to be with me turns into a real situation. And then you don't know what to do. You panic. You either run or you end up killing yourself. And I've actually seen this twice in life, even with, you know, two people I went to high school with. And it's the same chick. So it's like it's really crazy. Like you just have to be really careful, and you just have to know when it's time to leave something alone. And if it's time to leave and they're not ready for you to leave, find some help to help you leave. It's out there.
Okay. I agree. Because life and the people in it. It's crazy. Okay, so y'all heard about the three-piece that Mr. Puff Daddy did to Drake?
I saw that, but I didn't get all the details on that.
Puff Daddy supposedly three-piece, not two-piece, not just punch, three-piece, Drake. They're saying that it's about the song 0 to 100. They say Puff Daddy sent him the track, and Drake never responded or anything, but all of a sudden Drake comes out with this song to P. Diddy's beat or his track or whatever. So he was upset about it. So he said, when we see him, he's going to fill up on him. And that's what he did. But some people are saying that it could be about Cassidy. But with Drake stealing everybody's girl, it's possible. But from my understanding, Drake only steals Chris Brown girls. So it might not be about Cassidy.
Right. He can give Chris Brown a hell.
What is the... I wish I could talk to Drake and be like, really? Why are you targeting all his women? What's the problem? But Chris Brown, if you listening, if you get your dog skin, you won't even have them problems, baby, because I wouldn't look Drake way if I had you.
I don't know about that whole situation right there. It's really interesting, though. But, I mean, Diddy is too old for that. Like,
yeah, and how old is he be sitting up on somebody? Like, really?
I thought
you be the oldest
like,
man in the world. Sit down.
I know, you only see that in the fighting game. The heck kind of stuff is that?
Did you say the fighting game, yo?
He did. I don't know what he's talking about, but yeah, he did.
Like you watch a fighting game and it's just out of nowhere, somebody just uses this super combo.
You play too much.
Shut your ass down, you play too much.
He hit Drake up with a freaking cane, the Grayson Cane combo. You know, you get the three. You get the three tenders.
You hungry?
Really?
Hey, you hungry over there? What the hell?
Oh, man. Jesus, man. No. I actually ate Chinese food before the show. Shout out to that.
Yo, ass.
Oh, man. I didn't say who it was. I just said Chinese food. They get no free portion like that. Oh, good for clever. They got to pay Angela for that.
They
got to
give you a free combo first.
Nah, they got to pay that check. They got to mail it to the order somewhere in Houston.
Mm-mm. You got them Chinese trying to get everything free. They're going to send you a coupon.
You break your pie.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody's got to pay for it, okay?
What y'all think about yet again? Yet again, after last, I would say about a week and a half ago, we just caught a breath. We didn't even catch our breath yet. We were still trying to catch our breath after Michael Brown died. Well, not after him died, but after the trial.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. And then we get hit up with another thing literally the next week.
Child, I feel like, yes, I'm going to be honest. If somebody robbed me, something happened to me, I'm probably not going to call the laws because I don't trust them. And if I do, I'm going to be praying that the person that could, the law man that couldn't be black. But with that child, he had a toy gun that looked like a real gun. And he was pointing at a bunch of people. He was pointing at the police. And the way there were two detectives, well, two police, whatever they want to call themselves down there, out up there, wherever it was. But anyway, when the police pulled up, he kind of left his partner, the driver left the partner in a bad position.
What store are you talking about?
I don't know the little boy name. The boy that was killed in the, I think he was in the park. He got shot by the police.
Oh, that's a different story. That's I didn't know. I was talking about the Eric Garner thing. You just threw a new one at me.
I don't know this little boy name, but I just seen his mama on the news. But, yeah, so he pointed.
Crazy.
He was pointing a fake gun at the policeman or whatever, which you wrong for that. And the gun looked real, you know. So the police is really you or me type of situation. So that was the only time where it was like, okay, I can understand it. But at the same time, I ain't calling no goddamn laws. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm more scared of the laws than the niggas on the street.
If you so mad about the police shooting your children, why are you buying your children guns to you know, teaching them this type of shit, that this is what you protest in the street. You teaching them to be out in the street acting a goddamn fool with a gun. If you're going to give your child a gun, take them to the gun range with a rifle and show them how to hunt or something like that. Like, don't be just dry ass having them watch a killing shit.
Like, yeah, my child, nobody better ever buy him a gun. Not even a toy gun, not a nothing. We ain't doing that.
That goes into why, because, like, for my Halloween costume, you know, I was a Falcon, and then I did a photo shoot with it, too, which y'all see soon. We actually got fake guns for the photo shoot, and I thought about, when I go to the party and whatnot, going downtown Fort Worth, I'm going to take the guns so I can really show off the whole idea. But I second guess myself and didn't do it, which I'm glad I did, because something told me not to do it, because I just knew that, oh, this black man has a gun. Don't care if it looks real or not, because it has a little orange chip at the end, but just it looking like a gun, they can have probable cause to fire off on me. I don't need all this stuff going on. I was like, nope, I ain't going to be the next one. We ain't going to be having y'all good to glamour. Talk about, it sure was nice seeing Ceddy J, man. I remember when he was on the show every week with us. We're not going to have that happen. Won't be doing that.
But you really do have to think about that stuff, and a lot of people don't think. They just be acting ignorantly. Life is too short, and enough people don't value their life to value yours. Shit.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, you guys, like someone said, they were talking, I was listening to ESPN Radio this morning, and LaDainian Tomlinson and Chris Carter were saying, it's gotten to a point where you got, as a black parent, you got to teach your kids how to act around the police.
Yeah.
Like, that's like one of the first things you got to teach them now. Remember, they used to tell you, they used to think it'd be stranger danger. Now you got to tell them how to watch out for the fucking police, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, they might shoot me today.
It's sad that we're scared of the cops. Why the hell are we scared of police? That's sad. That is extremely sad.
Because this is all part of a plan. You know, I want to start all that, but hey, when it started to all add up and the puzzle pieces are continuing to prove it in the butt set, it all makes sense. Like, this is all part of a plan of something overall that's happened.
But you know, another thing too, what I just realized that gets on my nerves now, and I don't like people saying it no more. And it's mainly church people that said, and y'all know I'm a church person most of the time when I ain't mad. But anyway, the Lord in my heart. when people be like,
you're silly.
When people be like, what's going on in the world? The world finna end. Y'all act like we ain't in slavery. What the hell? We went through slavery. This is going to end in no time soon. Sit here and go through hell, because that's what we're going through, and we ain't getting out of it no time soon. People all going to say, these gay people did so. They allowed gay marriage. This world coming to an end. What was the world doing when we was in slavery? Please answer me that. Was it just beginning? I mean, was it good times? I don't know. Let me know.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good point there. I mean, people got to say, all the time that the world's going to end. Yeah, the world is going to eventually end. But dang it, every time, the world for the end soon, man. Like, who has a magic calendar? We've heard this how many times people are saying, on this exact day, the Mayan calendar says this is going to be the last day. We've heard that too many times. It's getting old.
The new millennium, the world's going to end. New year, the world's going to end. I'm trying to hear that.
Yeah, they had, I know you remember that Y2K stuff. They had people freaking the hell out.
Yeah. Doom, that's when they started saying it. That's why people got scared, because they started saying it then. Now people, they say it down there every year, and people are like, whatever. People are like, shit, I ain't paying my rent. If the world end, I'll be all right.
Yeah, it's like, when the world's getting ready in for real, you ain't going to be ready, because you just sat there all this time, like, well, whatever.
So we're going to really get on nigga. We ain't going to be prepared. We're going to be sitting there repenting somewhere until the end. Nigga's going to be out in the club.
Well, all right, what we're going to do, we'll go to music break because, man, we were talking nonstop. I don't think it was a spot of blank space. We were talking straight up nonstop. we're going to go to a quick music break and we'll be back. And, yes, I'm going to give me some water and clear the palate. All right, so here we go. What I want to start off with. I'm about to be messy. Yeah, y'all caught me being messy. All right, so we're going to play this
one. Who's Drake?
Jackie, how did you know that was going to happen?
That's the mess. And P. Diddy ain't hot, so you ain't paying on no P. Diddy. No slugs, Diddy. We know you got all the money.
Oh, man. Here we go. From B. Messy. Huh?
Baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Just listen to the music. This is how we do it. All night. Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my baby.
I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn, one who live by the code. Put this music to the side, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose. Exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl who swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe cause I'm running out of space. El Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
driving to the music, this is how we do it.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, BBS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front, you take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. As my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like boogie, that be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Maintain, boy, I gotta keep falling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, Coop, Pop, Clutch, 100.
Driving to the music. This is how we do it.
Goes nothing. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
To do the most, he just can't let the song in.
Yes, we do.
Clearly, you cut him the hell out.
I was like, no, we are going to give you a time out, sir. I'm going to, because he always got to do the most. He always got to do the most of that note. He like, he just can't just let it in. You and me together made this Christmas right. You know, they usually end it just like that. He got an ad on his. Chris Brown, song
yeah,
over, bro.
Scooby-Doo boops on
there. The song is over. You had your chance to get all the extra system. Why you got to wait to the end of the song to start doing the most?
That shit is funny.
He just added extra. He just couldn't be content with making his Christmas right. He was like, nope, that's not enough. Just add some more. Oh my god! Every time I hear that song, I start laughing. Especially you watch that music video when it first came out. I don't know what was funnier—the music video or the thirst that happened when that music video came out.
You better watch Chris Brown.
All that crap—he was tripping, man. Come out! I wish he would come out my window. It was just being real thirsty.
Really?
It was tripping.
Really?
Yes, the thirst was real. It's like, I don't know. See, and you know what's crazy? When McKinley was on here, he didn't even sing for you. I wonder how you would have acted if he was singing.
I would have passed out. Okay, I was already almost passed out when he told me he loved me.
do you remember that thirsty reason? That was, she was, wow.
I'm that thirsty, yeah. From McKinley,
she said,
that thirsty.
She said, can you redo this scene? And he said, Angela, I love you. And she just freaking went nuts. She was letting ever since then, she was letting everybody know on Facebook. And then this man be hitting like on her Instagram a lot now. She, what? You can't tell her nothing else.
He really, like, in real life, he love the kids. Mm-hmm. He love me in real life. Pretty cool. One day we're going to bless y'all with our true relationship and love.
Oh, Lord. Whoo-wee. Somebody get some thirst repellent. But, yeah, man, who came up with this topic for this week? Is this topic? Wow.
It's
a good topic.
A combination of Desi and myself.
Okay, interesting. For those who don't know what the topic is, it is, should your criminal background determine your future? I ponder.
Right. And, I'll go ahead. In my opinion, I think it's kind of a yes and a no type of thing, because, and I think the system is kind of backwards. That's how that works as well, because, you know, they send you to jail, which is supposed to be like a corrective action type of thing, you know, the discipline, get your shit together type of place, you know? So it's initially intended for you to go there and for you to change to become a better person. You learn discipline, learn some respect, learn all this other shit, right? So then it's for you to go in there and better yourself. But then when you get out, you can't better yourself because you have a shit on your background to not allow you to move forward. It's just continuously reminding you of the shit you did in the past. So, like, you know, ain't that kind of contradicting? Or is that just me?
No, I feel
you
on that.
Now, if you got somebody who just flat-out ass cuckoo crazy killing people, that shit is different. We need to know about that. Like, and when I say things that I shouldn't be considered, I'm saying, like, these stupid-ass petty thefts. You know, like, you stole some stupid $30 worth of shit from Walmart when you were 18. You now 47, and people still talking about you a goddamn thief. Or you wrote a few hot checks, so you can't answer the phone at this telemarketing company. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's just some stuff I don't feel should hold you back from trying to better yourself. And then when you try to get the help and you try to go better yourself, it's like that's still not what you're able to do because there's so many other things holding you back. And people say, yeah, there's some jobs that you can get, but there's a lot of criminals in the world, okay? So most of those jobs are either already taken or they just don't, they accept them, but it's like really, really hard for you to be able to get them. Or they want you to prove so much of yourself, or they like extremely hard working, like hard on your body type job, you know what I mean? And it's not worth what they're paying you. So I think it matters, but I also believe in second chances, if that makes sense. That's my take on it.
No, that's a really good breakdown. I like you say, it's so many different ways I can go with this. One, okay, there's a lot of, you know, Fortune 500 companies, or there's companies that are with high wealth in which these people who have millions of dollars. You know, or ever have been a convicted felon or something at some point in time. Like, I mean, you ever see that one meme where they show is Snoop Dogg and is Martha Stewart in the meme? The meme says only one of these people is a convicted felon. Don't judge people by their appearances. And the inner lining about it is Snoop Dogg isn't a convicted felon. Martha Stewart is. And a lot of times that's the case, you know. So you got to, so it's okay for someone who looks safe, who's been a criminal, versus somebody who you think looks like a criminal, and if they have a criminal past, that's when you want to bring the hammer down on them.
Yeah.
Plenty of people have done some stuff.
Some stuff worse than others.
Some stuff worse than others. And like you said, you should. My thing is this, especially like you said, if the place is known as supposed to be a correctional facility, and these people come out rehabilitated, and your idea of, hey, let's keep sticking into them every chance we get. I think this is okay. This is what I personally think. I think that people should have a chance, like give a small time period to where it's an evaluation when they're outside of jail, and you see, you know, if that's the case of why they're not given a second chance. See, okay, let's see this pattern. All right, so about six months to a year, I don't know the exact time, but I'm just kind of throwing something out there. You kind of watch and see, has the person really changed? And they have, give them a chance. And then a lot of this person, if eventually, you know, just help them work up the ranks and be able to get better and better jobs. But give them a chance to get a job, man. If that's true, people always want to say that people are being lazy and don't want to work. But having some of the time is not their fault. Y'all don't want them to work.
Yeah.
And so then you're leaving to something where they gotta do something that's gonna get them back in the place they got them in trouble in the first place of not being able to do anything, and that's being back in jail. So.
True.
I really just don't understand. Well, what's the thought process on that is of continuously of paying, making people pay the price, especially you said petty thefts when you were back when you were young, you're 18, and then, you know, now you're 25 or whatever, and you completely changed, and you still got to pay the price every day. I think you pay the price enough by going to jail. But that's just me.
I think I feel the same way on that. Like, I don't know. I just feel that, and they say, like, you know, it's against the law to punish a person twice for the same crime, but technically you really are. Because then you're like, oh, they let them out, like, on parole or probation. It's like, you got to have a job, and then you got to pay for, like, this service or, like, the probation, parole fee, whatever that shit is. But, like, okay, you know damn well it's going to be hard as shit for me to get a job when I get out of here because I've been in jail for about 10 years. Then when I get out here, nobody's going to hire me because I don't have any skills. Then when I do get out here and get a job, it's going to be some bullshit pay. It's going to be like the minimum wage type shit. Then you're going to want to take $300 a month for probation fees, which leaves me like $200. And who's going to want the hell to go on to do that? Like, who's really going to want to do that in real life? And that's what makes people turn to get in the streets doing illegal stuff. So it's like a cycle without even trying to make it one.
Or, you know, I mean, I've been joking around, or semi not joking around either, where I talk about saying, man, it's always, you know, this is besides just myself. A lot of people say the industry is so saturated. You got so many rappers, and you got so many, you know, so many people trying to be models, and so many people trying to be strippers, this, that, and the other. But sometimes it goes back again to the fact of, so these people are trying to find a way to not do anything illegal to make their money. So they're just trying to find an avenue. They're like, if you're not going to hire me, then I'm about to figure it out myself.
Right.
I mean, look at T.I. T.I. is a perfect example of, you know, he's trying to turn over a new leaf. After all, you know, now he's on a lot of family oriented type of shows. You see him, you know, like. You just see him in spectrums of places where, okay, the normal, you know, if you were in the hood at some point in time, you're a black guy, they won't let you be there, but now they want you to. It's like, it's weird. It's just, I feel sorry for the people, man. Like, I don't think that everyone really wants to be a rapper, but they see, when they see other people who have had a criminal background get a second chance to try to make some money and doing something else, that's why they get into it, whether they suck or not. So I completely understand.
Yeah.
I mean, but I still get annoyed by when people who ain't serious in the industry in here, but on the other devil's advocate plane, I understand exactly why some people try to get into it. You just try to find an honest living, man. And people, you just want a second chance.
Very true, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with giving certain people second chances. Like, you can tell when a person genuinely wants a second chance and, like, genuinely is trying to better themselves. And you can tell when a motherfucker just saying the right thing to get by. If you can't, you better learn how to tell the difference. But, hey, sometimes you just have to take a few chances. But I did not say don't look at that background, because you still need to check that out.
Yeah, you still got you. I mean, like you say, it's understandable that people look at yourself, but I don't know what to say. It's too much. But that being said, we're gonna go ahead and go into another quick music break, and then we'll be back right here on Good to Glamour. So quick song break, we'll be back.
Now we're pressing. Out the womb, my partner yelling too soon.